James, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Houthis attacks Abu Dhabi tarnishes UAE's carefully manicured image in a bid to pressure the Emirates to back out of Yemen.
Indeed. So the United Arab Emirates prides itself as being this oasis of peace and stability in a volatile region and, of course, a cutting-edge society. Part of its effort to do so was to declare in 2019 that it was withdrawing from the war in Yemen. Fact of the matter is, it didn't withdraw from the war. It withdrew its combat troops, but it continues to train and arm various other groups in the country. And in response to that last week, earlier this week, the Houthis attacked with drones and with missiles an oil facility very close to Abu Dhabi's international airport. And that's a response, frankly, to UAE-backed units fighting the Houthis and successfully fighting them in the oil-rich Yemeni provinces of Marib and Shabwa.
Now, Saudi Arabia enhances repression of freedom of expression amid fears of Saudi ambiguity towards reforms.
Indeed. So you have had in the last day or two, the Saudi public prosecutor announced that anybody who spread rumors or lies about any matter, quote, related to public order, unquote, would be seriously punished. That means that, and the definition of this was that it could involve confiscation of your devices. That you actually could be also imprisoned. The background of this is that the Crown Prince's reforms are very popular. They have, without doubt, enhanced youth aspirations. They answer to youth aspirations. They have sparked youth to become much more, try and become much more competitive. But at the same time, they haven't yet delivered on jobs. And there is a feeling, one, that maybe some of these reforms are moving too fast, that they're focused on the elite rather than on the population as such, and that the income inequalities, which are vast in Saudi Arabia, are not being addressed. So obviously, if you are going to further crack down on freedom of expression in a country that already has no freedom of expression, then there is some degree of concern.
Two Uyghurs in Saudi Arabia threatened with deportation as Gulf foreign ministers reiterate in Beijing support for China's brutal repression of Uyghur Muslim ethnic and religious identity in Xinjiang.
So you have two Uyghurs in, and this is not the first time, in Saudi Arabia, whose, for reasons of visa, whatever it may be, are being threatened with expulsion, and that expulsion could take place within a few days. And they would be expelled to China, where you have a brutal crackdown on Uyghur Turkic Muslims, and particularly in the northwestern province of Xinjiang. You had this week the foreign ministers of four of the six Gulf Cooperation Council countries, including the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia, visit Beijing and praise Chinese policy, i.e. praise the crackdown on fellow Muslims. The Saudis are taking that to their ultimate consequence. Instead of giving the Uyghurs, whose extradition is not being requested by China, to the best of my knowledge, giving the Uyghurs an opportunity to choose where they wish to go to, they're being forced to return to almost certain incarceration under very difficult circumstances.
And finally, then, Qatar turns to Turkey rather than the UAE or Saudi Arabia for help with World Cup security.
Well, you will recall that Qatar's relationship with Turkey, and particularly the fact that Turkey has a military base in Qatar, was one of the issues that played in the 3.5-year Gulf Saudi UAE-led boycott of a diplomatic and economic boycott of Qatar. That boycott has since been lifted. There are some steps towards improvement of relations between Turkey and Saudi Arabia and the UAE. The UAE yesterday gave declared that it would be swapping $5 billion to help Turkey improve its foreign currency balance. But all of that improvement of relations with the UAE and Saudi Arabia has not meant that Qatar would turn for help on providing security during the World Cup later this year to either Saudi Arabia or Turkey or the UAE. It turned to Turkey, and there will be 3,250 Turkish law enforcement personnel in Qatar during the World Cup to help with security.
All right, James, as always, thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Have a great week. Go well.
Take care. Bye-bye.